Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
On to the stock market. The S&P 500 is out of bear market territory. Stocks are doing well. I'm going to ask you about NASDAQ as well. Is this a sign of economic recovering, or is it a pump fake? Should people be investing? Should we be optimistic, or will we see a drastic roller coaster ride happen soon?
The economy is not doing well, but the stock market is. And we were talking about it before we started, but the only thing to invest in right now is tech. And I feel like because they knew that this legislation or litigation was going to come against crypto, all of that money went to AI, which is really a spinoff of crypto. So, because even if you look at some of the projects that were supposed to be done in crypto, some of them end up moving into tech, and the VCs move back and rotated their capital into tech. But the thing is, that's alarming is that the bear market was, we were there for 240 trading days. This is the longest bear market recovery that we had in 1948. It's always a good time to invest, especially if you are investing in the top two, but I would not buy here. I do expect a pullback because, I mean, we were talking about it. Tesla's up 123% year to date.
Yes.
June. So at this pace, they should be at 300% return by, and that's impossible. So I always say two tech, two index. If I made you money, please put yes in chat so everyone else can know that the strategy works. But you have to be very careful. I said this on a call yesterday with Stock Club, but in the worst case scenario, if the market does 20%, 25%, 30%, you should have pending orders set there for where to buy the majority of your shares. But the thing about investing in indexes and the top companies, regardless if you go to war, geopolitical events, debt crisis, like the market is always going to recover. I'm more concerned about our economy more so than I am the overall stock market. But it is alarming that only 11 or 15 stocks are producing the gains for the overall stock market.
That's an interesting point, right? Because if, I mean, by definition, the S&P has officially come out of a bear market, right? It rose 20% from its low.
Yep.
If there's only 11 to 12 companies leading that, is it a fair indication of what's happening in the market?
I think it's very accurate. I mean, I've said it here endlessly. I think there are only maybe 25 companies worldwide that are doing a great job for the publicly traded market. Doesn't mean it's not other great companies out there. I think there are a lot of companies doing great work. But in terms of them being a viable investment, even when I look at the Dow 30, like majority of the Dow 30, I wouldn't say it's uninvestable, but it will give me a little bit of heartburn to do so. A quick stat that I found interesting, like once stocks are up 20% off those bear lows, the year later, stocks have never been lower. So we're pretty much pricing in the rest of this year should be okay. And next year, I will have everyone go look at the Bennett cycle to see when we will have a pullback. This usually a 1 year to 18 month gap in the accuracy of it. But I'm worried if after the election, will we get a strong pullback? I truly believe they just don't want the recession and the collapse to fall on Biden's watch. Now, I'm be real serious. Like when Mike Pence, we can get to Trump in an indictment. But when they have Mike Pence, because him and Trump fell out, and then you have DeSantis on the side, which if they paired them together, maybe you have a ticket. I don't think they want this to fall while Biden is in office, because that's a guaranteed loss for him. But I do believe after the next election, they're going to start telling the truth about where we are in the economy overall and how a lot of our companies are doing. Because when we start rewriting guidance, and lowering guidance, that's a telltale sign in itself. Even like I love Mark Benioff, but even Salesforce now, they're pushing up a little bit and they're like, well, we've been in the AI space for the last few years. I'm like, why weren't you saying that in 2020 or 2019? Like everyone's adjusting too quickly to AI to get a competitive advantage in the market, to get a boost for short term. No one's thinking long term. So
where are we then, right? If the S&P is officially out of a bear market. Mm-hmm. Inflation has gone down. Guidance have changed, right? I remember, and we spoke about this, where people were saying that companies weren't going to be able to have the same type of earnings that they were having in 2021. And
it kind of, earnings recession for real.
So like if we see that, does this now mean that, and based on what you're saying, the projections for the rest of this year, is this now bull territory, right? So there will be people who are on the bullish side, and we saw this when we went over the charts, where all signs are pointing that this could potentially be in a bull market for the next 6 to 12 months.
I've always said the truth about the stock market, the market is rigged, and it is rigged to go up infinitely. Like an index fund would take a all-star team, the analogy that I started using in 2020, and if anything underperforms, they'll cut it or they'll reallocate. So even with Buffett is known for preaching diversification to the public, but in private, he's anti-diversification. He said publicly at a shareholders meeting, diversification is a tool for people who do not know what they're doing. You can argue he is over-investing in Apple. Why? It's the only company like Jordan that if you go to a GM and walk into his office, you can guarantee a title. There are others that are great like Tesla. That may be LeBron. Shout out to LeBron and Rich Paul and everybody. I said it, not me, not them. But they're the only company that can give you a guaranteed gain and produce alpha year over year, no matter what. Even with the goggles coming out, It put a lot of pressure on Meta, but even them being in the space will raise the viability of if 3,500 is too much. Now they're going to send some sales over to to Quest Pro 3. And you know it's tough when like they got Zuckerberg on the press run with Lex Fridman talking about. I'm like, PR team is doing a great job. Shout out to everybody at Meta. Like,
yeah,
they are well timed interview. It was needed. I won't be surprised if we pop up on Rogan next week too. But I think the reason, going back to the market being rigged, like this has always happened. But the reason why even with VO and VTI have them both, even though there's some overlap, that's for drawdown protection. Like VOO and VTI together are not going to draw down 35%. I don't give a damn what happens. If it does, like America's going to come to an end because they're going to rebalance for you. You don't have to do it. And Apple and Microsoft are two of the safest. So I think we are in a like slightly bullish territory, but to be very honest, it's manufactured. It's manufactured. Like you know, when we see videos, it'd be like, oh, I got 7 million views and nobody's ever talked about the video. We're seeing it in media space. Like how many good people are there in media right now? Not that many. It's not that many. So the gains that we were seeing in 2020 and 2021 are gone. But the greatest companies that have been consistent in their planning and in their business model, they're going to continue to do great, but everyone else is going to suffer. And this is like where we are in 2023 and 2024 is where the economy actually is when we are not pumping money into the market.
Yeah, I mean, it's also, we spoke about this a few times, the presidential cycles and how it affects the stock market. And it's holding true to that right now. It looks like that way where it usually dips like a second year. And around this time is like the best time traditionally for presidential cycles. We spoke about this a few times. We had the last time that we spoke about it, we had when we were talking about charts, we had the guest on
with Jason.
And he went over the charts. So that's another thing. If you watch those episodes, then you might have been able to kind of, you know, already navigate it based off of history. Mm-hmm. Not to say that it's a 100% guarantee, but there is historical data that supports that, and this is holding true at least so far for this year.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.